Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms in Alva has five tremendous varieties that'll help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, OK Corral, Gallagher, Smith's Gold, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call 580-748-0900. That's 580-748-0900. Also, check out their Facebook page, Shirley Seed Farms, or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
Well, today's cattle futures market rallied some on feeders and live cattle. October live cattle were up 85 at 108 even. December's up 95 at 112.15, and February 72 higher at 115.52. September feeders expired today. It looks like the last trade was 142.30, up 30. They will expire to tomorrow's index. So the cattle that trade today will be on tomorrow's feeder cattle index, now which will be the final price for the September feeders. Now the October will become the front month, and it closed at 142.20, up 67. So those two contracts traded essentially the same price, and September had been over the October. November up 60 at 142.25, and then out in March, they were the strongest out there in March, April, and May. March feeders up $1.15 at 140.30. Tomorrow after the close at 2 p.m., they have the next cattle on feed report. The estimates are around on feed September 1st at 103%, which is 11.34 million head. Placements about 106 or just under 2 million head. And then marketings of about 1.89, which is about 97% of last year. Now, report comes out after the close, and if that number on feed is correct, it'd be the most we've seen for this time period in the last 10 years.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Express Ranch's fall bull sale is coming Monday, October 5th, 11 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma, featuring 650 head on offer, 270 Angus bulls, 44 Hereford bulls, and a lot more. You can attend in person or see it live on SLA TV, Superior Livestock, or on liveauction.tv. Express Ranches provides genomically enhanced EPDs on their bulls. You can check out the sale catalog and sale videos for the fall bull sale at expressranches.com.
The grain futures market today, we're under pressure again, led by the beans. The November beans at 9.98 and 3 quarters, down 16 cents. January's down 16 and 3 quarters at 10.02. Just looks like the harvest pressure is starting to weigh in here. And then also ideas that China's harvesting their crop too. And this morning we didn't have any flash sales. And so that was kind of the breaking the streak of flash sales for sales to China for corn and beans. And so that was a little disappointing, I think, helped weigh on it. Also, earlier today, the U.S. dollar was up. Right now it's unchanged, actually a little bit lower on the day. That's down two right now at 94.44. And anytime that dollar inches up, it makes our export market a little less favorable. So that had been hurting a little bit. Corn was down about 5 cents, which put December at 363. There is a gap on that December chart all the way down at 345 from about a month ago on the rally. And then the wheats were unchanged to a little bit higher. The Kansas City unchanged with December at 484.5. The Chicago up two at 551. And then the crude oil markets are up about 14 right now. The stock market has just turned negative. It was as much as 300 lower and then went 300 higher. And right now, we're about unchanged to about 10 negative on the Dow Jones futures.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.